Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the leadoff spot, the designated hitter, Michael Massey. Batting second, the shortstop, Bobby Witt. Batting third, the first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth, the catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth, the left fielder, MJ Melendez. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Hunter Renfro. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Adam Frazier. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Michael Garcia. Batting ninth, the center fielder, Kyle Isbell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Michael Wacha. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Nicky Lopez. Batting second, the designated hitter, Miguel Vargas. Batting third, the center fielder, Luis Robert. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Andrew Vaughn. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Gavin Sheets. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Brooks Baldwin. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Nick Senzel. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Dominic Fletcher. Batting ninth, the catcher, Corey Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jonathan Cannon. And now, play ball. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Massey hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, with Cannon covering, and Massey is out. One out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Witt hits a pop-up beyond short. Lopez gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pasquantino hits a fly ball towards left. Fletcher makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nicky Lopez is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lopez hits a line drive into right field. That ball is in the gap. Lopez rounds second base and makes it to third with a triple. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vargas is called out on strikes. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Lopez scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. That is ball 4. Robert is on with a walk. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Robert. The throw from Perez, and he's caught stealing. Two outs. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Perez hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Lee makes the catch for the out. One out. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Melendez hits a pop-up beyond short. Lopez gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of 3-0. That is ball 4. Renfro is on with a walk. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Frazier hits a line drive towards right center field. Robert is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Sheets hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Sheets is out. One out. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Baldwin softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Baldwin is out. Two outs. Nick Senzel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Senzel hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Ispel is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a line drive deep towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ispel hits a pop-up, foul, off the third baseline. Senzel makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey hits a drive into right center field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's Royals, 1, White Sox, 1. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Witt is on with a walk. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pasquantino is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Pasquantino is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dominic Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fletcher hits a pop-up, foul, behind the plate. Perez makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Lee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lee hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Lee is out. Two outs. Nicky Lopez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lopez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. That is ball 4. Lopez is on with a walk. Miguel Vargas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vargas is 0 for 1 in the game. Vargas hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vargas is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out swinging. One out. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Melendez is 0 for 1 in the game. Melendez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Melendez is out. Two outs. Hunter Renfroe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Renfroe is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. That is ball 4. Renfroe is on with a walk. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Frazier is 0 for 1 in the game. Frazier hits a line drive towards right. Sheets is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Robert is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robert hits a line drive deep towards left. Melendez makes the catch for the out. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a drive into left field. That ball is gone. A solo home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ground ball towards the mound. Wacha throws to first, and Sheets is out. Two outs. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baldwin is 0-1 in the game. Baldwin strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia is 0-1 in the game. Garcia hits a line drive deep towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Isbell is 0-1 in the game. Isbell strikes out swinging. Two outs. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Massey is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Massey hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Massey is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Senzel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Senzel is 0-1 in the game. Senzel hits a line drive, base hit into left field. Dominic Fletcher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fletcher is 0-1 in the game. Fletcher is called out on strikes. One out. Corey Lee is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lee is 0-1 in the game. Lee strikes out swinging. Two outs. Nicky Lopez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lopez is 1-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lopez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Lopez is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Witt is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Witt is out. One out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Pasquantino is 0-2 in the game. Pasquantino hits a pop-up beyond third. Senzel gets back and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Perez is 0-2 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Vargas is 0-2 in the game. Vargas softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Vargas is out. One out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Robert is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Robert hits a fly ball towards left. Melendez makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Vaughn is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a fly ball towards center. Isbell makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. MJ Melendez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Melendez is 0-2 in the game. Melendez hits a pop-up towards second. Baldwin makes the catch for the out. One out. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Renfro is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Renfro hits a fly ball towards right. Sheets is there to make the catch. Two outs. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Frazier is 0-2 in the game. Frazier hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Cannon covering, and Frazier is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheets hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Sheets is out. 1 out. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin is 0 for 2 in the game. Baldwin hits a pop-up beyond short. Witt gets back and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Senzel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Senzel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Senzel hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Dominic Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Senzel moves to second. Corey Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lee is 0 for 2 in the game. Lee hits a ground ball towards third. Garcia throws to second to get Fletcher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Fraser Ellard replaces Jonathan Cannon as pitcher. Corey Jolks replaces Gavin Sheets as right fielder batting fifth. Michael Garcia batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Garcia is on with a walk. Garrett Hampson pinch hits for Kyle Isbell batting 9th. Garrett Hampson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Garcia moves to second. Garrett Hampson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hampson hits a fly ball towards right. Jolks is there to make the catch. Garcia moves to third. 1 out. Freddie Fermin pinch hits for Michael Massey batting first. Freddie Fermin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. That is ball 4. Fermin is on with a walk. Justin Anderson replaces Fraser Ellard as pitcher. Bobby Witt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Witt hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Garcia scores. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Darren Blanco pinch runs for Freddie Fermin batting first. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pasquantino is 0 for 3 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Blanco scores. Witt scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 3 in the game. Perez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Perez is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Hunter Harvey replaces Michael Wacha as pitcher. Garrett Hampson moves from pinch hitter to center fielder. Nicky Lopez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Lopez hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Miguel Vargas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Vargas is 0 for 3 in the game. Vargas strikes out swinging. 1 out. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Robert hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Lopez moves to third. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robert, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vaughn is out. Lopez scores. Robert moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Andrew Benintendi pinch hits for Corey Julks batting fifth. Andrew Benintendi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benintendi strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jared Schuster replaces Justin Anderson as pitcher. Andrew Benintendi moves from pinch hitter to left fielder. Dominic Fletcher moves from left field. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Melendez is 0-3 in the game. ER to right fielder. Melendez hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Hunter Renfro is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Renfro is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Renfro hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Renfro is safe at second with a double. Adam Frazier is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Frazier is 0-3 in the game. Frazier hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Frazier is out. Renfro moves to third. Two outs. Michael Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garcia is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Garcia hits a ground ball towards first. There's the throw to Schuster covering, and Garcia is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Long replaces Hunter Harvey as pitcher. Brooks Baldwin is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Baldwin is 0-3 in the game. Baldwin strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Senzel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Senzel is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Senzel hits a fly ball towards center. Hampson makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenin Sosa pinch hits for Dominic Fletcher batting eighth. Lenin Sosa is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sosa is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.